here with Morning Edition poet in residence Kwame Alexander. He has done his thing and made a beautiful year-end community poem. Kwame, happy holidays.
Indeed, it is a happy holiday. And what better way to celebrate this season than by celebrating our pets? Or rather, your pet, Rachel, because I don't have one yet.
Okay, so we had so many responses, 700 responses from listeners who wrote poems from the point of view of their dogs, their cats, their rabbits, their goldfish, so many pets.
And there were submissions from poets ages 6 to 86, like really heartwarming stuff. Rachel, shall we hop right into it, climb into this magic? Giddy up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. Hi, my name is Larry Longshanks. And for my folks, I give thanks.
My name is Leo, and I am a dog. Once I was let outside. Oh my God, that's my dog on the window. Hold on, I have to let her in. Hold on. Sorry, she clearly wanted to be part of the poem. She's like, why didn't I get to make a submission? Okay, I'm picking it up. My name is Leo, and I am a dog. Once I was let outside to almost eat a frog.
Fluffy the preschool hamster. I am the sixth to bear the name. I try to live my life with dignity and grace, resigned to my fate. But someday, when one of them takes me home, I swear I will make my escape. It's dark and cold. I can hear the other prisoners barking. I don't begrudge you that last trip to the vet 4 days ago. The women fed me remarkable treats.
My needs are so few. Food, water, toys, and outdoors. A clean litter box. I'm a stinky dog. I lick, jump, eat everything. I sniff, I pee, I smell every tree. Who was here before?
Sharp and soft in your residential jungle. Dear captor, I listen to your whispering eyelash and your swishing pulse, but I hear beyond. Scraping step of ladybug, a moth's powdery wing, delicate spider dances. You talk, I wonder. Would you notice each sky if I weren't there to get you outside?
I can't tell you about my life before. Just as well. I don't want you to be sad. Despite her many clocks, the woman forgot the hour constantly, always saying, it's not time yet, when clearly my bowl was empty and I was perishing before her eyes.
Dad threatened to make me into a stew, then came back with carrot tops and treats anew. And those boys were so loud, always stomping and screaming. We wished them to be quiet so we could go back to dreaming. They got to eat biscuits and gravy. All we ever got were dried flakes. We would have loved something more tasty, like some potato pancakes.
Now I am partnered with a foolish woman who doesn't understand that threats are everywhere. She naively walks past dogs who might lunge up and rip into her throat. She ignores plastic bags dancing in the wind that can cover her face as she fights for breath. She doesn't run very fast. She always hears the mailman last, and I don't think her sense of smell is working very well. She walks on clumsy feet. Her head floats in the air. She can't meow and has no fur and doesn't seem to care that when she sings her nonsense words and baby talks my name, I look at her politely, then must close my eyes in shame.
She calls me wiggle butt and buggy and cuddle bug. Little one, love bug, herk-a-jerk, Hercules. At this point, I just come to anything because it might mean food or treats or a walk or cuddles.
Curled up like a donut, I wait patiently for my family. I will spend my life keeping her safe. It is the burden I bear. Once wild and free, now safe and sound. In a new home, joy and love have been found. Gone are the days of hunting and fear. Now a life of comfort and cheer. Thank you, kind soul, for giving a chance.
This lap-seeking freaky in the best way love pillow stands, sits, lies ready to serve you. I humbly suggest that you toss aside your tiresome worries along with my worn-out tennis balls. Come join me in a communal sofa soft delight. I'm here to listen to your every thought, wish, dream. I am, however, worried sometimes that you have forgotten about dinner. I never forget about dinner.
Today I won an apple for a prize, for jumping the best. Next, I go back to my stall to rest. Eventually, it's lunchtime.
My dinner is gone. Oh, woe is me. I ate it all so greedily. I yowl with grief, impossible to ignore. But my people will not give me more. No crunchy kibble, no tasty bits. It's enough to give me fits.
When my water bowl is dry, I think that I will surely die. But when Mom pets my ears, I forget all my fears. You're home, you're home. You were gone and I thought the wait would never end. How long has it been? A minute? An hour? A day? A week?
I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta go. What is it about this he doesn't understand? I am being clear here about my needs. Why doesn't he get the leash?
For 15 years, you've given me such cozy nests, although I can no longer leap tall fences, or even get on the couch, or bring late-night comatose possums in to wake up on your rug. I still love the days of warm sunshine and evenings where we gaze into each other's eyes from my comfy orthopedic bed.
She says I'm an angel in fur coat, that I carry her heart in mine. I don't know what that means. What I do know is that you loved me from the minute you rescued me. Running away scares you to death, but I cannot help it. I am full of sass and argumentative. Your right arm is now longer than your left from 5 years of pulling on lead.
I get overwhelmed with excitement when we have company. I cannot help myself when the resident squirrel runs our fence line. I'm addicted to butter. It makes you laugh when I come from behind, between your knees, and look up at you. You're happy and content when we're together.
One day, dear human, I will write for you a tome. For now, you will have to make do with this poem. You live for me and me alone. Hey, where's my bone?
Oh, that was so great. That was so fun. Lola's sitting in the corner. I don't know if she knows what to make of that poem, but I really liked it. That was great.
It was good. It's just what we needed to round out the year and start the new one. So much fun, funniness.
Yeah, totally. Kwame Alexander, the number one New York Times bestselling author of An American Story and Morning Edition poet in residence. Thank you, Kwame. Happy holidays.
Here's to more poetry and pets and my dear friend Rachel Martin next year.
Thank you.